And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 1st of May, 2017. May Day, celebrated in many countries as Labor Day. It was in 1886, May Day. Unions around the country went on strike in support of an 8-hour workday. It was a big national holiday in the Soviet Union. And in many places, a celebration of spring and fertility. In medieval England, people gathered flowers to bring in the May. They put up a maypole. The Celts built bonfires on May Day. In Germany, it was the day of a pagan festival that was assimilated by the Christian church and turned into the feast day of St. Walpurgis. And the night before, Walpurgisnacht, still celebrated in parts of rural Germany as a kind of Valentine's Day. 1786, on this day, Mozart's opera The Marriage of Figaro had its premiere in Vienna. Story of a single day in the palace of Count Almaviva, who tries to seduce Susanna, who's the young fiancée of the court valet Figaro. The cast for opening night of The Marriage of Figaro included an Irish tenor named Michael Kelly, who later wrote, "I can still see Mozart dressed in his red fur hat, trimmed with gold, standing on the stage with the orchestra at the first rehearsal, beating time for the music." The players on the stage and in the orchestra were electrified. It was on this date in 1840 the first official adhesive postage stamp was issued. In Great Britain, up until then, the recipient of a letter paid for the postage. But many people refused, and the calculation of postage had to be figured out, number of sheets of paper, the distance between sender and recipient. And with the adhesive postage stamp, the sender paid, and there was one price. Queen Victoria's picture was on the stamp, and because Britain was the first to use postage stamps, they've never put the name of the country on them, just a picture of the reigning monarch. It's the birthday of Joseph Heller, born 1923 in Brooklyn, who was working at an advertising agency when he came up with the first line of a novel. It was love at first sight. The first time he saw the chaplain, Yossarian fell madly in love with him. And Joseph Heller went on to finish his novel, which came to be called Catch 22, though at first it was called Catch 18. The title has now entered common speech, Catch 22, as a description of an unsolvable logical dilemma, a vicious circle. And it was on this date, 1931, the Empire State Building opened to the public. Here's a poem by Donald Hall, Old Roses. White roses, tiny and old, flare among thorns by the barn door. For 100 years, under the June elm, under the gaze of 7 generations, they lived briefly like this in the month of roses, by the fields stout with corn or with clover and timothy, making thick hay, grown over now with milkweed, sumac, paintbrush. Old roses survive winter drifts, the melt in April, August parch, and men and women who sniffed roses in spring and called them pretty, as we call them now, walking beside the barn on a day that perishes. Old Roses by Donald Hall, from the Selected Poems of Donald Hall, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, comparing car insurance rates from multiple insurers so shoppers can evaluate options in one place. Now that's Progressive. Comparisons available at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.